Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to thank you for the miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this is an hour and this is a season of new opportunities. It's an hour and a season where the Lord was saying to you that you're going to begin to find that God's going to touch every aspect of your life. He's going to touch relationships. You'll also begin to see that the Lord says be attentive and be sensitive in the spirit concerning those whom you care about. You'll also begin to find that the Lord says do not become impatient, but use wisdom and stay on the course. For he says, guard your words as well as guard in your actions. As we have just come past the Day of Atonement, I sent you a particular email and spoke to you concerning three of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into number one of the blessings of the atonement. You will come into a double portion. Where God said, I'll bless you, I'll restore you, I'll replenish you. I will cause you to come into a season of increase, and I will bless the works of your hands. Number two of the blessings of the atonement, you will come into a time of financial promises. For what God has promised thee, he will surely give it unto thee. And those who owe you, those who have stole from you, God said, I'll give it back to you, and I'll bless you through financial promises. For I said that I call you the head and not the tail. I said that I will prosper you. I said in my word that a cattle on a thousand hills are mine. And because you're mine, they belong to you. You will walk into kingdom blessings. Number three of the blessings of the atonement, restoration. God said as you rest in him and move in prayer and meditation and fasting and seeking his presence, you will rest in him and you will come into a time of restoration. You will come into a time of peace. And as you rest in God, he says, I'll restore, I'll replenish, I'll repay. And I will renew thy strength in me. And all that the canker worm and the pommel worm has eaten, he said, I'll bless you. Number four of the blessings of the atonement is special miracles. Special miracles shall come for thee, through thee, and by thee. Miracle healing, miracle touching in the body of loved ones as well too. Miracle in your finances, miracle in real estate, miracle in business, miracle even in the things concerning ministry. Miracles, special miracles, I'll do for thee. Number five of the seven blessings of the atonement, because you're walking into that because of your seed of faith. You will come into a time of a divine presence, and God says, I'll fill your thirst, and I'll cause you to walk upon green pastures. I will cause you to come into a time of divine presence, and many shall know that I am with thee and that I am yours. You will step into a time of divine presence where you will know that I am with thee. I shall protect thee. I shall guard thee. I shall cover thee in my presence, and I will cause you to dream dreams, and I will bring you to a time of great revelations, and you will know that I am with thee, and I am your Father, and you are mine. So you will walk into a time of divine presence, and I will cause thee to touch the lives of many people, for you will bring healing to my people, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Number six of the seven blessings of the atonement that you will also begin to walk through in this season, where there will be blessings upon sons and daughters, natural as well as spiritual. And I will make thy voice known, and you will speak my word, and I will cause a glory to come upon thee. And as you speak the word, others will hear thee. You will touch the lives of many, many people, because he says blessings, 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 not only for you, but for generations to come. And because you have moved in faith, I will even bless the works of thy hands, and I will bless thee generations upon generations because of your faithfulness. If I've done it for Abraham, I'll do it for you, saith the Lord of hosts. Number seven of the blessings of the atonement that you will walk into, where he begins to say in Joel chapter 2 verse 32, deliverance to whomever calls on my name. He says, as you call upon my name, I will hear thee. For know that I would not slack my hand unto thee, for I will run speedily and quickly unto thee. Because God said, as you call forth my name, I will send forth mine angels. I will send forth warring angels. I shall send forth ministering angels. For he says, I will cover thee, and I will guide thee, and I will lift thee up, and no harm shall come nigh unto thee. Lift up thy voice and call upon my name, for I will hear your cry. I will hear your cry, and I will comfort thee, and I will cover thee, and I will take thee up into high places. Oh, I will take you into a place and a realm in me, and I will cause you to see things you have never known before. I will cause you to come into a time of revelations. I will cause you to come into a time of great impartation. Why? Because you have called upon my name, and ye halabakoshan, and because you have known my name, according to Psalms 91, I shall cover thee under the shadow of the Almighty, and no harm shall come unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
God bless you, Sister Sanuva. I just hear God saying travel for you in this season. And I hear God saying there's a new place, a new home for you. God says if you so desire. And God says also that he's touching and healing the family. And I see healing even for you. God is restoring some things from the past that you have lost, but he's renewing your mind as well. And that's the word of the Lord.
And the Lord says that your mind will be renewed further with deeper meditation. For I see you meditating, and I just see God speaking to you, and you're having clarity. Because God says that it will also help with the healing process. And the Lord is doing a work not only in you, but within the family. God has given you an intelligent mind, and you're going to use that to equip yourself to help other people. Now, the Lord says that this is your time where you will not look back at the past, but you will embrace the now and prepare for the future, said the Spirit of the Living God.
God bless you, Sister Sanuva. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, pay attention to details. For Father God said this is the season where you're going to be rewarded for the in the details. I also hear Father God saying be open to many changes in this season that are going to benefit and bless you. I also hear Father God saying new creativity and new self-expression, let it flow through your writings. And I do hear Father God saying let your voice be heard. I also see the cameras coming, woman of God. I hear Father God saying lights, camera, action, you're on. And I hear Father God saying it's going to be of favor. I see something concerning television entertainment, and Father God says your face and your voice will be heard in this season, and it's going to lead to many new opportunities. And that's the word of the Lord.
The word of the Lord further comes unto me saying that this is a season and this is a time of new opportunities. This is a time where you're going to be gathering possibly social events. For this is a time where you're going to begin to pursue your goals. And yet this is a time where the Lord says he's going to bring some new opportunities in the area of career. You'll also begin to see that some good things are coming your way. For the Lord says unto thee, I raise thee up and I bring increase around thee. For the Lord also says unto thee that even around the 23rd of this month, he says, protect your work. Protect your health during that season as well. The Spirit further says unto thee, it seems as if that something of a deep-rooted nature concerning someone close to you is coming to surface. And yet the Lord says, begin to pray for them and begin to encourage them and be there for them. I see celebration with a group or groups of people. For your leadership in this season shall begin to emerge and rise, yea, even in this hour. And the Lord says, begin to allow the creative child in you to begin to come forth, yea, even in this season, because you will surely, surely begin to prosper.